On your mark, get set, scribble.
Welcome to Scribble, 30 minutes of conversation, comments, and reviews on reading and writing, editing, publishing, and selling books. I'm Roald Tweet.
And I'm Don Wooten. Alan Hale reads for APRIS and is charged with managing a mammoth library book sale. Garrison Keillor is busy with the Writer's Almanac. Both are visiting today on Scribble. Greetings, Alan.
Thank you.
It's interesting to see you in this studio rather than in the one up front. You have been reading for APRIS how long now?
13 years.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. Every Thursday morning.
So you're on a weekly schedule, huh?
Yes.
Is that the way most of the volunteers for APRIS?
Some are, yes. And some are biweekly.
Uh-huh.
But I have the Quad City Times from 8 to 9 every Thursday morning.
And no one, I might add, shows up more regularly than Alan. You know, other people have appointments here and there, but Alan is faithful to the end.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you showed up today, too, Alan. Now, tell us about this involvement with a library sale. Where did we hear of this, Roald?
It's on the news. I've actually never been there, but this year I do intend to go over because Alan has whet my appetite.
A moth to the flame.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why I haven't gone over because it's just my kind of thing, but I just have never gotten over there. But anyway, yeah, tell us about what is the sale? Where is it?
Well, we have our sales the first full weekend in October, which in this case is next Saturday, or starts next Friday evening at 5 o'clock at the Bettendorf Library. It's the put on by the Friends of the Bettendorf Library, and Friday evening it's from 5 to 7:30 in the evening for the members of the Friends. We make it easy. We sell memberships at the door, $5 for an individual and $10 for a family. And if you're buying books for resale, you generally have an electronic scanner, and we do charge $20 to use a scanner during the sale. Mm-hmm. But that's the best selection is there on Friday evenings, obviously, because we put out all the books. Then we go in Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday noon to 4.
Where do you hold the sale?
It takes over the whole public area of the second floor of the Bettendorf Library.
That's a mammoth area.
Yes, it is. Well, we fill it.
How many books are there? I still cannot believe.
We put out about 20,000 books, plus CDs, DVDs, recorded books, puzzles, records, anything that gets donated to the library. We sort through it during the year, and at the book sale, we put it out.
You know, logistics always interests me. Where do you keep these books when you don't have them out on display?
Well, our first principle is it's all new books at every sale. So what's left over at the end, we generally send to a firm that markets them on a larger basis, and the library gets a little bit of a benefit from that. But during the year, as we receive donations, we sort them, box them up, and stash them about the library building.
So this is a year-round volunteer job for you, right?
Well, we have about 15 to 20 volunteers.
But you're in charge, right?
More or less.
Yeah.
We have 15 to 20 volunteers who come in year-round and sort different categories of books. So one person knows a lot about novels, somebody else children's books, cookbooks, textbooks, and sort them out.
Are they displayed by category?
To a point, yes. We only have so much room to store them. So we've got children's books, novels, the large format novels, paperbacks, textbooks, sets, and everything else falls into the nonfiction category.
Uh-huh.
About 20,000 volumes worth, of which about 9,000 would be in the nonfiction.
Boy, that's a lot. That's a lot of stuff. But I didn't realize there was this much traffic of books being donated to the library. Is this true around the area? Do most libraries have this?
I don't, not to this extent, I think. I'm familiar with the Rock Island Library, and they get a fair amount of donations too, but I don't think it even approaches 20,000.
I know books. They get that many magazines from me.
Yeah. Well, you do handle magazines in whole years, right?
Well, we have a magazine sale in the coffee shop. Goes on year-round.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At a dime a piece. And we take donations all year-round. Magazines, sometimes we will sell them as sets if we get them.
Mm-hmm.
The better magazines. The old American Heritage hardcover magazines.
Yeah. You still keep getting those?
We still get them occasionally.
Wow. But no encyclopedias, right?
We get encyclopedias occasionally. What we found is that prior to World War II encyclopedias, people want those.
They're okay.
A little bit of curiosity about those. And less than 20 years old. Anything in between, yes, we receive them, but they end up recycled in most cases.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we talk about electronic devices taking over, but there still is a solid place for books in the world. People love books.
Certainly.
Yeah, I'm not one that can read a book and give it away, though. Roald is famous for that.
Well, I have to. I mean, there's no other place. It's either move out or move my books out.
Well, you know, you can just stack them along the walls in every room.
Well, you and I together have about 3,000 books in the basement of WVIK.
That's right. We had a book sale once, and that's a
we sold a small fraction, but there are plenty of books down there, and they are all very good books. Mine are college, you know, literature mostly, and yours are a lot of political and analytical things.
Yeah, I'm a great one for nonfiction.
One of these days, maybe there'll be 23,000 books for sale at the Bettendorf Library.
Well, you know, that's a I know when Faye Clow was alive and was doing her program, which was a much better version of this one, I must confess, but I would just offload my magazines on her. I'd come in and just dump them in the back of her car, and she would take them over. And now, of course, since she's not here to do that, I just drop them off at the Rock Island Library. But I bring this piles of magazines, and I wonder what they do with them. I suppose there are readers for everything. You find readers for just about everything, but I have some fairly esoteric magazines, and I should get rid of the back issues of Albion, but I just can't bear
right,
to part
I know
them.
It. Can you say something about the pricing of the...
Yes, the standard books are 50 cents a piece. That makes it fairly easy for you to get as many as you want. And then we scan through them, and the better books we put prices on. It can be up to maybe $10 a piece based on – I've been accused of doing it by weight. But we check them against some of the websites for prices and put them down at a fraction of whatever the prices they're asking. Vast majority, 50 cents. Newer books, novels, up to $1, $2, $3.
Paperbacks?
Paperbacks are 50 cents a piece.
Okay.
And we'll probably have 3,000 paperbacks at the sale. These are the pocket kind, all less than 30 years old, all in decent shape.
You know, buying books is a disease, and I have a particularly acute form of it, in the sense that I mercifully have not for a couple of years, but I always fall for the Folio Society trap.
Oh, I know.
And I have all these, some of these books cost over $100. And I think, why do I have this book? What am I going to do with it?
Well, there is something about owning a book.
Yeah.
You know, that owning it on an iPad or something, that isn't the same thing.
No, Faye and I used to have arguments about that. She would actually use, forget what it was, a Kindle or a Nook or something. And she would have several books by her bedside, but also have something on her this tablet. But she would read them all.
Do you have any idea who, what kind of people are donating these books, or is it just any? And are they usually library patrons or?
Sometimes library patrons, probably the majority of them. Its biggest source is people who are retiring and downsizing, and just don't have room for it anymore. So we get them and we take a look at them and we can tell this is somebody who went to school in the 60s, has now retired and downsized because we're getting textbooks from the 1960s.
Right.
That's probably the biggest source. Well, we also receive the books that are taken from the library collection, removed from the collection.
Oh, okay. And how frequent? I didn't realize how much the library downsized recycled books until they, you know, the books came into the Rock Island Library book sale too, and a lot of those are discards from the library.
That's correct. We get about once every week or so, we'll get a rack of books from the technical services office at the Bettendorf Library, go through them and sort them and get them ready for the sale.
This year, you are getting an entire college library. Right?
Yes. Yes, I believe we've been told that Brown Mackey is going strictly digital, and so they want to donate their library to somebody, and we're the logical place since we hold a big book sale. And we'll put that out in the textbook area, depending on how much the books are worth, and see who wants it.
Boy, it's true that I have a friend who prowls consignment stores and finds all sorts of amazing things, brand new stuff.
Yeah,
for very little. And the same way with for me, it's book sales. I try to stay away from book sales because I've got too many, and I'll never read all the books I have. It's just and yet you keep buying the darn things. And you're just as sick as I am.
I know I am. But this time I've got to go to this sale because Alan has gotten me so intrigued. I've contributed some books, and I hope I don't buy those back again. Although I've done that too. But now you also, sort of toward the end of the sale, have books by the bag, right?
Yes. After about 3 o'clock on Sunday, whatever's left there,
how many
we
hours
want it
are
to
left
go away.
At 3? Three until when on Sunday?
3 to 4.
Okay.
And it's $1 a bag, a buck a bag sale. We hand out bags, and as many books as you can put in the bag, you can get for $1.
Wow.
And do a lot of people do that?
Oh, yes. Some people are just waiting for that. It's not like they look at them. They just go into the bag, especially the paperbacks.
What condition are books in? You know, someone once... We were talking about books, and they noticed that I never highlight books at all. I never mark them at all. I don't even put my name in them because I have a reverential regard for books. I just don't like to mess them up. Even a book that's just awful, I can't get rid of it. I don't know what to do. And what condition do you get your books in?
Well, we get them in all conditions, but as I said, we have people who sort through these, and if they're too beat up, or older books with the less expensive paper just turning brown and so on, we just recycle those immediately. Our idea for the sale is to have good quality books. And so, sometimes our biggest job is to throw away books.
Now, do you get things like first editions and signed copies and
occasionally
things like that?
We do, yes. Each book we look through them, see if it's a signed copy, first edition. If it's a classic, regardless of age, as long as it's in good shape, goes up on the shelf. Novels, about 30 years, unless it's a classic. Mm-hmm. Nonfiction, same, unless it's a classic or something that looks like somebody might want to buy it.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to judge. You know, one of the most difficult things is giving a book as a present, because your tastes may not correspond with another person's. And so when I tried that for a time, I gave up, and then I just give gift certificates. You go buy the book that you want. And, although there are some books that I foist on people, I'm not as aggressive about it as Tweet is, but just Tweet will chase you down with a book.
You've given me plenty of books, Don, so don't. And subscriptions.
Well, I want to punish you, that's why. I want to keep you loaded down with reading. So when we reach in the book bag, it's a book that Roald has usually read. So this, when the sale is over, then do you start immediately on the next one?
Yes. In fact, some people, as they come into the sale, drop off their donations outside the friends' room before they go upstairs, probably to open up some bookshelf space.
Oh, that's good.
That's rich. Do you try to include those books, or do you put them aside?
We put them aside for the next sale. Everybody we've got, it takes about 50 people to run that book sale. So everybody we've got's upstairs trying to keep the books neat so that they're easy to pick out and so on.
Uh-huh.
And that's a big job as it is.
I remember back in 72, the Rock Island Library, the Friends of Rock Island Library, I was ahead of that group that year, and we had our first used book sale. We got an empty store in downtown Rock Island. And then I discovered within a few years, used book sales are being held everywhere. But Bettendorf seems to be the most aggressive in this field.
Well, we've been doing this since 1962, just after the library moved to the location on Grant Street.
Uh-huh.
There was a break, and then we started up again in 76 with book sales, and we've been doing it semi-annually ever since.
So this is a semi-annual event.
Correct. First week, full weekend in October and April.
So if you don't score in the fall, you have a chance in the spring.
Well, you can bring back the ones you buy in the fall and donate them for the spring sale.
I think I've seen sets come back 3 and 4 times.
Right, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, Alan, we look forward to the sale, and thank you very much. And we want to thank you, too, for reading for APRIS, the Augustana Public Radio Information Service. You know, we're on the air right now, but so is APRIS. And that's a reading service for those who, because of impairments, cannot read, a physical impairment or a sight impairment. We have all these volunteers. Alan's been there for years doing this. They come in and read newspapers from around the area, and we have volunteers across the country reading magazines and so on. You can only hear it with a special receiver, and if you know someone who has that problem, you just call, and you get one of those little gadgets on free permanent loan. It's my kind of radio. It only picks up WVIK, but you throw a little switch, and you hear all these people reading. So thank you for that, Alan. That's a wonderful service, and we look forward to a great success of the Bettendorf Public Library sale.
Well, thank you very much.
And with that, we will turn the microphone over to a seasoned veteran you've heard before, Garrison Keillor with the Writer's Almanac.